Air quality in several parts of Mumbai has significantly worsened. Similar to the conditions on Tuesday, the city's skyline on Wednesday remained partially obscured by a layer of haze, partly cloudy sky with possibility of rain, thunderstorm towards evening, night, IMD said in their Mumbai weather update. According to the latest Mumbai weather updates by the India Meteorological Department, IMD, the maximum temperature will likely be around 34 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the minimum temperature is likely to be around 26 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is 82% and the wind speed is 82 km per hour. The sun rose at 6:30 a.m. and will set at 6:20 p.m. IMD's latest Mumbai weather updates forecasted a mainly clear sky becoming partly cloudy towards evening, night. Possibility of drizzle in the city and its suburbs for the city and suburbs for the next 24 hours. Mumbai weather updates. City's AQI remains good on Wednesday, October 9. The Central Pollution Control Board Samir App, in its latest Mumbai weather updates, said the city's air quality dipped to the good category with an air quality index, AQI, of 99 at 9:05 a.m. Unlike its streak so far, many areas across Mumbai and M-dash, per the Samir app dashboard and M-dash, showed moderate AQI. However, Shivaji Nagar's AQI had slipped further into the poor category, at 203, and meanwhile, Baikala and Chembur recorded moderate air quality, with an AQI of 121 and 103, respectively. Colaba recorded good air quality, with an AQI of 70. Borivali recorded an AQI of 95, and Navi Mumbai, according to data collated by the Samir app, which had been recording good air quality, also slipped to moderate with an AQI of 133. Meanwhile, Thane too recorded a moderate AQI of 119. The air quality index from 0 to 100 is considered good, 100 to 200 moderate, 200 to 300 poor, 300 to 400 very poor, and from 400 to 500 are above severe. Meanwhile, as air pollution levels continue to rise in Mumbai, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, has revised guidelines issued last year for construction sites. The civic body will also form squads at the ward level to visit construction sites and act if guidelines are flouted. Sensor-based air pollution monitoring systems will be installed at all construction project work sites and immediate action to be taken if pollution levels are detected above the limit.